42. And Jesus answered and spoke to them again by parables, and said, The kingdom of heaven is like to a certain king, which made a marriage for his son, and sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding, and they would not come. Again he sent forth other servants, saying, Tell them which are bidden, Behold, I have prepared my dinner, my oxen and my fatlings are killed, and all things are ready. Come to the marriage. But they made light of it, and went their ways, one to his farm, another to his merchandise, and the remnant took his servants, and entreated them spitefully, and slew them. But when the king heard thereof, he was angry, and he sent forth his armies, and destroyed those murderers, and burned up their city. Then says he to his servants, The wedding is ready, but they which were bidden are not worthy. Go you therefore into the highways, and as many as you shall find, bid to the marriage. So those servants went out into the highways, and gathered together all as many as they found, both bad and good. And the wedding was furnished with guests. And when the king came in to see the guests, he saw there was a man which had not on a wedding garment. And he says to him, Friend, how came you in here not having a wedding garment? And he was speechless. Then said the king to the servants, Bind him hand and foot, and take him away, and cast him into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen. Then went the Pharisees and took counsel how they might entangle him in his words. And they watched him, and sent forth to him certain spies of the Pharisees' disciples, with the Herodians, which should feign themselves just men, to take hold of his words, that so they might deliver him to the power and authority of the governor. And when they were come, they asked him, saying, Master, we know that you are true, you say and teach rightly, and you care for no man, neither regard you the person of men, but teach the way of God in truth. Tell us, therefore, what think you? Is it lawful for us to give tribute to Caesar, or not? Shall we give, or shall we not give? But Jesus, knowing their hypocrisy, perceived their wickedness and craftiness, and said to them, Why tempt you me, you hypocrites? Show me the tribute money, that I may see it. And they brought to him a penny. And he says to them, Whose is this image and superscription? They answered and said to him, Caesar's. Then Jesus says to them, Render therefore to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's. When they had heard these words, they marveled at him and at his answer, and they could not take hold of his words before the people, and held their peace, and left him, and went their way. Then the same day came to him certain of the Sadducees, which deny that there is any resurrection. And they asked him, saying, Master, Moses wrote to us, If any man die without children, and having a wife, that his brother should take his wife, and raise up seed to his brother. Now there were with us seven brethren, and the first, when he had married a wife, died without children, and left his wife to his brother. And the second took her as a wife, and he died childless. And likewise the third took her, and in like manner to the seventh also, and they left no children, and died. Last of all, the woman died also. Therefore, in the resurrection, when they shall rise, whose wife shall she be of them? For all the seven had her as a wife. And Jesus answering said to them, You do err, because you know not the Scriptures nor the power of God. The children of this world marry, and are given in marriage. But they which shall be accounted worthy to obtain that world, when they shall rise from the dead, neither marry, nor are given in marriage, neither can they die any more, but are as the angels which are in heaven. And they are the children of God, being the children of the resurrection. Now as touching the resurrection of the dead, and that they are raised, have you not read that which was spoken to you by God in the book of Moses, how even at the bush the Lord God spoke to him, saying, I am the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob? For he is not the God of the dead, but the God of the living. You therefore do greatly err, for all live to him. And when the multitude heard this, they were astonished at his doctrine. But when the Pharisees had heard that he had put the Sadducees to silence, they were gathered together. And then, having heard them reasoning together, and perceiving that he had answered them well, one of the scribes, which was a lawyer, came and asked, tempting him, and saying, Master, which is the great commandment of all the law? Jesus answered and said to him, The first of all the commandments is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like to it, namely this, You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Then the scribe answering said to him, Master, you have well said the truth, for there is one God, and there is no other but he, and to love him with all the heart, and with all the understanding, and with all the soul, and with all the strength, and to love his neighbor as himself, is more than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices. And when Jesus saw that he answered discreetly, he said to him, You are not far from the kingdom of God.